I always, always enjoy having a special guest here in the archives, especially these guys. I know those early days very, very well. And his name won't jump right at you, but when you know his history, you'll be familiar with him. Joe Marco, our special guest. Joe, thanks for giving us some time.
No, I'm honored. Thank you, Terry. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's been a very long time, Joe. So let's get reacquainted with you a little bit. And I'm trying to remember where you're from. Are you from Chicago?
Originally, yeah, I came from Chicago, but Cleveland area is my home. I've been here since 1968, so it's where I belong.
Now, did your interest in music kick off at a young age?
Yeah, I started taking lessons when I was 8, and I've been involved in music ever since. I'll be 76 here shortly, so my whole life has been about music, and it still is.
Now, I know you used to play guitar. Were you self-taught?
Well, I took music lessons on first accordion and then trumpet and then piano. And then when I picked up guitar, I was self-taught on that. But by then, it was pretty easy.
You know, when you just said accordion, you just destroyed your cool guy rock and roll image, right?
Well, I'm just waiting for other people to catch up. No, that's it.
So did you start songwriting at a young age too?
You know, I did. I started songwriting. I have, I was 15 or 16 when I first recorded. It was at Chess Studios in Chicago, and I still have those four tracks. So I've been recording music since I was a young teenager, yeah.
And what about garage bands? Did you do the garage band thing growing up?
Yeah, except that we didn't, you know, it wasn't called garage bands and they weren't called boy bands, but that's where we were with both of them. We played at the bars. We were 15 to 16 and played out every weekend. And so it was, it was an active music scene in Chicago at the time.
Playing bars at 15, well, it must have been a different time.
Well, it was a different time. We couldn't get a drink, but we got paid $25 a man, which is a big deal in those years for a 15-year-old. But that was it. It was a different time altogether.
Yeah. I read your autobiography, and I'm not quite sure how to ask you this, but just the best way I can think to ask it is, when do you consider your walk with Jesus beginning?
1962. I was involved when I was in a foster home in 1956. And was there for 5 years, and they were a family that attended church regularly, so I got introduced to church things and spirituality. But it was on a street corner in 1962 that I accepted Christ as my Savior, with a street worker from Teen Challenge.
And how did you wind up in the All Save Freak Band?
1968. My sister was one of the people who was a signatory for Grant Park for the Democratic Convention when the hippies and yippies held all the demonstrations. And we were aware that the city was, in our drug-induced minds, it was going to blow up. So we got out of the city, and the only place I knew anybody was in Ohio here. And so we came to Ohio and just ended up staying. And that's how that worked out, just a complete turn in the path.
So the band was already going when you got there, right?
Oh, no. That was 1968. And then I set my guitar aside for several months and didn't play at all, trying to get my priorities straight. And then when I picked it up, my pastor played piano, and he had some experience playing the blues piano in bars and such. And I don't know if that's relevant, but we just started playing music, and by November of 1968, we had our own radio broadcast on WREO radio in Ashtabula, or in Jefferson, Ohio, actually. And so our music was playing toward the end of 1968 already on the radio. But of course, we paid for the time, but that didn't matter to us. We were recording it at home and playing it.
Now, what style was it? Just like, I mean, was it just rock music, or what style were you playing?
No, it was Christian music. It was rock music, bluesy, some folk stuff mixed in there, and then we added a bass player and a drummer, and we played like county fairs or wherever we could get a gig. And it was all Christian lyrics based on scripture. We'd all become saved. And so it was, as far as we know, it was one of the first expressions of Christian rock music in America. Even Larry Norman got his stuff started right about that same time, just a little bit later. But we were early with it. That's all we did. We didn't play bars. We didn't play anything. We just played Christian music, and it was focused on evangelism. It wasn't focused on worship at all. It was getting in people who were lost, getting them into the big tents, and then working with them with personal work to help people find Christ as their Savior.
Did you give any thought to at all that, you know, this was really something new?
Well, we absolutely understood that it was something new, and we also understood that it wasn't wanted. The churches where we did play it didn't like it, unplugged our amps, didn't want us playing anymore. So it was so new that nobody had heard of it. There were no record stores selling Christian rock music. There was no radio format for it. It was completely unheard of, and we were aware of that, but it seemed to be getting good results. And then when Glenn Schwartz joined us in 1969, the whole thing kind of turned upside down, and we went from there.
Well, let's take a music break, Joe, and let's give folks a sampling of All Safe Freak Band. You mentioned Glenn Schwartz. I believe you wrote this track I pulled up, Ode to Glenn Schwartz. Can you tell us about this one?
Ode to Glenn Schwartz, I wrote that for Glenn. He and I became fast partners, and we stayed close friends until he passed about 5 years ago. But I wrote this song for him because he was struggling with his Christian walk and whether or not to go back into rock music. He'd left Pacific Gas and Electric and the James Gang for his walk with Christ. And so I wrote this for him. And it was actually re-released last year by Dan Arbach and Joe Walsh. They recorded it with Glenn down in Dan's Easy Eye studio in Nashville. So this is a song that has been appreciated and done by others.
We are chatting with Joe Marco, a member of the All Saved Freak Band, and this is their classic track, Ode to Glenn Schwartz, from the archives in WJTL.